Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you,
from the very first decades of the church's existence, after Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, there was a struggle that developed between those who felt that faith in Jesus and this new way was simply a continuation of Judaism and therefore required everything that Judaism had taught to continue, and those who believed that it was a new way, a way in which salvation was found in the person and presence of Jesus, and that trusting in that made everything move forward. Well, these arguments even came about between Peter and Paul and the apostles as they struggled to flesh out what it meant to be a follower of Jesus. And Paul went out of his way to emphasize that this was a new way of being, a new way of living, and that to look backward was not the answer, but to find fulfillment in God's promise in Jesus himself. Well, that wasn't always easy for him. And in fact, the people of Galatia were dead set against what Paul was trying to tell them. And he didn't back down. He emphasized that salvation was found in Jesus. And he struggled with them to stop trying to enforce things that didn't matter to those new converts of the way. Now, in order to fully open that up, though, it's important to understand that all of the Mosaic law and practice of the Jewish people was meant to do one thing and do it well. It was meant to create a community and an environment and a lifestyle that allowed the people to experience the presence of God in their lives and taught them how they were to interact with each other in order to take God's presence and share it in order to love. But what happened, and the world that Jesus came into, is that with all good things, we as human beings have a tendency to screw them up. And instead of allowing all of that practice to lead to an experience of God, the people began to see simply fidelity to the law was God in itself. And whenever we hear about the Pharisees, that's usually what Jesus is dealing with. They're so focused on the letter of the law that they don't take it to its logical conclusion, an experience of God. And that's what Paul was struggling with in the people. Thank goodness we as Catholics never let tradition and practice get in our way of experiencing God, do we?
No.
It happens. It's part of what it means to be human that we can take good things and sometimes miss the point. But throughout our history as a church, there have always been people that helped pull us back on point, helped to remind us that our rich tradition is always meant to lead us to God, not to be God unto itself. And everything we do in our practice, from the sign of the cross when we walk into church to blessing ourselves at the font when we leave, are meant to create the environment where we can experience the presence of God. And that presence is meant to become one with us so we can take God's presence back out into the world. And if ever our practice and tradition gets in the way of that, we need to think about it pretty clearly and evaluate what we're doing. Because while our tradition is rich in creating that environment, just like the people in Jesus' day, we can have a tendency to kind of miss the point. All of our practice is meant to lead us to God. And in turn, we're meant to lead other people to God through our love.